Van Loo could be tenacious in circumventing hurdles that Confederate authorities threw in front of her. When the prison system's chief surgeon blocked her in early 1862 from taking any more food to prison hospitals, inmates were being fed just fine without the help, he haughtily told her. Van Loo marched to the War Department with her delicious custard as a bribe. Winder eventually rescinded the surgeon's order. Others helped Van Loo work the system. Her brother John joined a lobbying campaign to free a unionist from Castle Thunder. Charles Palmer, a wealthy Richmond import-export merchant and an ardent unionist, spent $30,000 of his own money to aid inmates at Castle Thunder and other prisons. Palmer considered Confederate leaders to be traitors. Abby Green, a Van Loo friend who became as outraged as her over the treatment of Union prisoners, began aiding sick inmates at Libby and slipping letters into the prison. She eventually had to flee when Confederates discovered the letter smuggling. William Rowley, a New Yorker who arrived in Richmond shortly before the war and was a man Van Loo considered the bravest of the brave, worked with her to provide prison escapees safe houses, passes, disguises, and guides to make their way north. Rowley used a wartime alias, John Y. Phillips, to protect his identity and gave his 15-year-old son Merritt the pseudonym Charles Phillips to serve as a courier and spy for his father. Among the more important men in Van Loo's prison aid network was Frederick William Ernest Lohman, a native of Prussia, who came to Richmond in the mid-1840s and became a saloon keeper. Lohman, who went by his middle name William, spent 3 years aiding the Union cause and eventually 3 months in Castle Thunder for doing so. In addition to helping prisoners escape, Lohman distributed Confederate money from Charles Palmer to the families of deserving Unionists in Richmond and later ventured out on spy missions all over Virginia.